Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see.
From the people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga sa inyong lahat at salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Mabuti siya sa atin at dapat lang magpasalamat tayo mga kaibigan. Meron ang boses kahit hindi pa ako nagsasalita dahil meron naka-standby message. Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, good morning to you, Brother Alfred.
Good morning.
Welcome back to our program. Brother Alfred, before we proceed, I ask you, please, for our opening prayer.
Father God, we thank and praise you, Lord, that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, particularly this day, we remember what Jesus has done for us and what he continues to do for us. Father, we thank you and praise you for the gift that you gave us through Jesus Christ. We thank you and praise you, Lord, that this time we spend together with those that are listening, Lord, will be valuable for all, that the preciousness of the Word of God shall break through in greater measure in everyone's life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Brother Alfred, do you know? You know already what I'm going to do. So I have a lot of friends who are celebrating their birthdays. Some of them are belated. So belated, happy birthday, brother. Brother Eliezer. Toledo. Toledo, Philippines. Happy birthday, Brad. God bless you, your family, and your ministry as well. And Sister Violeta dyan sa Tacloban, Leyte, or Isabel, na kapag nandyan ka, kang Sister Lorraine, Sister Violeta, belated happy birthday. And Dong Dai Rose dyan sa Mindanao, belated happy birthday, Dai. Lucille, yan sa Bohol yata yan siya. Happy birthday din sa inyo. Daijo, no, sa Lucata, Lapu-Lapu, Look. Belated happy birthday, Day. At sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, happy birthday sa inyo. Sa inyo to, happy birthday, mahal kay Ma'am Gloria Belen. Pakinggan muna natin mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Ito na. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos na pakinggan natin ang ating apang birthday song sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan. Happy birthday sa inyong lahat. God bless you all. Brother Eliezer, happy birthday, Brad. Sister Violeta dyan sa Isabel Lete or Tacloban. Day Rose dyan sa Mindanao. Day Jo dyan sa Lapu-Lapu. At Lucille dyan sa Bohol o sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan. Happy birthday sa inyong lahat. O belated happy birthday o sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan na hindi natin nabanggit. Happy birthday sa inyo. Belated yung nakalipas o yung sunod na mga araw. Advance happy birthday. At mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, pakinggan muna natin ang ating gospel song bago natin ibigay ang pangangaral sa ating kasama, Brother Alfred. Pakinggan muna natin ang ating gospel song, I Want to Know This Love by Ma'am Anja Skral. Pakinggan muna natin mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Ito na.
Standing by my side, I want to know.
Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos na tapos na mga kaibigan ang ating gospel song, I want to know this love. So is this your desire or longing that you will know what kind of love that God has? So as for me, I want to know this love.
Amen.
So thanks be to God. So Brother Alfred, the time is yours, so you can start your messages.
Father, we thank you and praise you for this again today, Lord, that, Lord, you lead us and guide us, and the words that I speak would, as it were, be heard by those who need to hear it in this hour, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
When Jesus was walking this earth, he said so many things. For example, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. That's in John chapter 14, verse 6. He said many things, but today I just want to go with just something that is of greater significance, I guess, in our lives, the last words that Jesus spoke before he gave up his spirit and, as we would say, died. The last thing that he spoke, John 19, verses 28 to 30. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they fitted a sponge with sour wine, put it on hyssop, and put it in his mouth. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. It is finished. In English, it's just three words, it is finished. A short statement for sure, but one that has infinite meaning and has eternal significance for the whole world. We understand correctly that the word finished means ended, over, completed, final. But what does that little word it mean in this context? What have you ever thought about the word it? To discover this, we should first look at the context in which it was given. And to do this, we need to go back to the evening before he died. It was the time of the beginning of the Jewish feast of Passover. Passover was the time Israel looked back to God's great deliverance of their nation from slavery and bondage in Egypt. Israel had been forewarned that about some plagues that were coming. There were 10 in total. And they'd been forewarned that the final plague to hit Egypt was to be the death of the firstborn in every household. But to be protected from this death, they had to paint the blood of a lamb sacrificed on both sides of the door and on the top of the door frame, as it were. So when people came in the front door of the house, the blood would be on either side and above. And it was as the angel of death flew through the land that the angel of death would see the blood and so pass over that household. Now, some of what I'll say next is from a Bible I read from time to time, which is called the Complete Jewish Study Bible. Israel was to remember the event of the Passover forever. Hence, it will be known as the Passover meal on the evening before Passover. And this is what Jesus took part in. He took part in this supper with the disciples in the upper room. Tradition speaks of a lamb, it speaks of bitter herbs, it speaks of washing of the feet, and it speaks of four cups of wine. The cups are said to be based on the four promises given to the children of Israel in Exodus 6-7, which reads, therefore, say to the people of Israel, I am Adonai, I will free you from the forced labor of the Egyptians, rescue you from their oppression, and redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. So just quickly, we'll look at what the cups represent. Cup number one was the cup of sanctification or cleansing, and it was a necessary preparation for the service that followed. Cup number two was the cup of plagues. While many died in Egypt due to the plagues, Israel, God's people, were ultimately rescued. Cup number three, the cup of redemption, the cup we take today as part of what we know as communion. This is now designated by Jesus Christ to be a special memorial through all generations. It represented the physical redemption of Israel from Egypt. But for believers in Jesus Christ, it symbolizes the spiritual redemption found only through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross when he sacrificed his blood for us.
Amen.
The fourth cup was the cup of praise. And at this point, their Passover supper would end and they would sing what they call a halal praise psalm. The halal psalms are the psalms 113 through 118, and they would sing one of these. So after taking communion, the disciples went with Jesus to the Mount of Olives, with Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. And there we hear of our five cups. This one is figurative only. In John 18, verse 11, Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword back into the sheath. Shall I not drink from the cup of suffering the Father has given me?" Think about it. Jesus surrendered his will to the will of his Father.
Amen.
And I am so glad he did. Because of Jesus and his sacrifice for us, we can face tomorrow with confidence. We can believe that the trials we have will pass. We have atonement, or be made one with our Father in heaven. And as we, as it were, come under the covering of the blood of Jesus Christ through prayer, we are assured that our sins, many though they be, do not belong to us anymore, but have been taken instead by Jesus Christ. Have you ever thought about that? That when we ask Jesus to come into our lives and we surrender our lives to him and we confess our sins to him, he takes our sins. So the sins are not ours anymore. They now are Jesus. I have been redeemed with Jesus, paying the price of taking my sins. But more than that, I can believe that the many plagues and diseases of Egypt are no longer to be mine. By your punishment or stripes of Jesus, I am healed. Can you say that, Roland? I am healed.
I am healed through his wounds.
Yeah, Isaiah 53, verse 5, but he, referring to Jesus, was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I can believe that I am forgiven. I can believe that I am healed. I take the reality of God's word to me as a fact because I walk by faith and not by sight. Although I might not see it today, I know it is coming. God's word, the Bible, opens the door of faith in my heart to receive all that Jesus Christ has done for me. Consider again the work done on the cross. It was a complete work. It was a finished work. He fulfilled all that he needed to do to restore the fullness of his vision, the vision that he has for me. I just need to learn to walk in it. And there is the challenge, if you like. Jesus Christ has triumphed. Even death has lost its sting. Because 3 days, we know the story, 3 days after he was buried in a tomb, Jesus rose to life again.
Amen.
We can search all the world over for his tomb. And we might find his tomb, but we'll find his tomb is empty. While you're looking for the tomb of Jesus, you'll come across the tomb of many other great people who have lived on this earth. And in their tomb, you will find a body. In the tomb of Jesus, there is no body. It is empty. It is empty. It is empty. And so today, for me and my house, we will follow the only one who has done it all, who has conquered death. Now let's return to the fourth cup, the cup of praise. For it was right at this time of the year, the time of Passover, the time that the world calls Easter, that we praise our Creator and thank Him for the work of redemption that He has done. And I want to just read Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Let Israel now say, His mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, His mercy endures forever. And here we are. Let those who fear the Lord now say, His mercy endures forever.
Amen. Thank
you, Lord. I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore I shall see my desire on those who hate me. It is better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations surrounded me, but the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They surround me, yes, they surround me, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They just surrounded me like bees. They were quenched like fires of thorn. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. You pushed me violently that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me severely, but He's not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them. And I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous shall enter. I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Amen. Thank
we have
you.
Blessed you with the house of the Lord. God is the Lord and has given us a light. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, I will exalt you. I give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. I would encourage people to just look at those Psalms 113 to 118. Take them regularly, read them out loud, speak it out loud. You would see the enemy flee. Defeated Jesus Christ was not. He has won the victory for all who choose him today. It is finished is not a sound of defeat. It is a sound of victory, and he invites us to join him. Even as in the days of Egypt, the angel of death passed over the land, and when it saw the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb on the doorpost, it passed over those households. Today, by faith, we can take the blood of Jesus Christ, as it were, paint it over our households, over our family members, and believe that the angel of death will not be part of our lives, but we would have life in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Will we let the transformation happen to us today? Jesus is not dead. He is risen, and he wants us to give our lives to him. And as we do that, as we believe that he died for us, he receives us. He receives us. But more importantly, we receive Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. So we have received already the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is now in our minds. He is out in our hearts.
Amen.
He is in our lives.
Amen.
So thanks be to God, the message that you have shared this morning, Brother Alfred, and thank you so much. And also, even the Lord Jesus Christ tasted death.
Amen.
But as what he had promised, he will rise again after 3 days.
He rose again.
So the tomb was empty.
The tomb was empty. The grave was empty.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So he is not still. He rose again from the dead.
Yes.
As what I have said, even he tasted death, but as what he had said to his disciple, but after 3 days, he will rise again from the dead.
And will we let him rise again in our lives
Amen.
Today?
Amen.
Will we let him?
So our hope is not in vain.
No.
It is valid. Because
exactly.
The Lord Jesus Christ
defeated
has risen from the dead.
Amen.
So, if we read the whole chapter of 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
Amen.
The details of our hope is not in
yes.
vain because the Lord Jesus
exactly.
Christ has risen from
the dead. Yes.
Thanks be to God, Brother Alfred.
Praise Him, praise
so
Him.
So the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, He offered. It is because for our salvation.
Amen.
And first and foremost to the Israelites, and he extended it to us, Gentiles. But even we are Gentiles, when we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we are no longer Gentiles, but we will become the follower of Christ.
Yeah, children will become children
we
of God.
We are Christians.
Yeah.
And the children of God.
Yes.
You and me. That's why I call you brother.
Amen.
Big brother.
Because yes,
you are
brother.
A little bit older than me.
A little bit older. Yes, just a little.
So thanks be to God this morning. So the all Christian must be happy. Because as what I have said, our hope based on the Lord Jesus Christ, He has risen from the dead. And that promise that he had made to the with his apostles, it was fulfilled.
Fulfilled, yes.
But
yep.